This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Home. Patient's first name is Judy, J-U-D-Y. Last name is McLaughlin, M-C-L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N. Date of birth is 1/25/1954. Date of evaluation is 10/18/2023. Next paragraph. HPI history, chief complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 69 years old female who was admitted here for subacute rehabilitation. Period, patient's chart indicate history of congestive heart failure, difficulty in walking, lymphedema, history of acute kidney failure, COPD, ASHD, pulmonary hypertension, mitral and tricuspid valve insufficiency, history of MSRA, history of pacemaker placement. Patient is currently on Lexapro 10 milligram once a day. During my evaluation, patient reports that she has a long-standing history of depression and had previously taken Prozac with a good response, but felt that Prozac was not as effective. Approximately a month or so ago, she was started on Lexapro by PCP. Patient feels that it's starting to help. She feels hopeful and she feels better after getting physical therapy. Reports that prior to hospitalization, she was limited in what she could do and would spend a lot of time in bed. She denied any intent or plans to harm herself. She reports that her partner is supportive. No clear history of hypomanic romantic symptoms, but she believes that she did experience, quote, highs and lows, unquote. Denies ever being on a mood stabilizer except Prozac. Next paragraph, review of system, general inability to walk, eyes, ear, nose, throat within normal, cardiovascular, history of lymphedema, respiratory, supplemental oxygen use, gastrointestinal, non-reported genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemorrhages, non-reported. Next paragraph, psychiatric history, prior patient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. A number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Next paragraph, socialistic current relationship. Patient has a partner. For 32 years. Next paragraph, number of children, none. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test required to inform a chart nursing. Patient reports that she was born in New York but lived most of her life in Livonia. She reports that she did accounting type of work. Patient reports that her parents are deceased. Her mother passed away 3-4 years ago and dad 10 years ago. She reports that one of her siblings died of suicide. Another one died of cancer. Patient reports that she used marijuana gummies and has a history of drinking socially and smoking marijuana. She reports that she had left hip replacement surgery done and right hip replacement was done a long time ago. She also had bilateral knee replacement surgeries done. She claims that she lost a lot of weight and attributes her weight gain to lymphedema. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, vital signs, blood pressure 93 over 72, pulse 94, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, pleasant, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, wheelchair self-propelled, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought process intact, association with normal thought content, normal range of thought content, perceptual disturbances denied, no suicidal ideation, level of consciousness alert, oriented to time, pillow ace, person with a normal memory, intact for recent and remote events, attention concentration with a normal language, with a normal fund of knowledge, a good fund of knowledge, judgment with the normals, calm and sleep and appetite with the normal. Next paragraph, under current medication, MAR reviewed, Lexapro 10 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1, plans continue, Lexapro as prescribed, peer may benefit from psychotherapy disposition. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and side effects, to notify our service of any changes in mood or behaviors. Next paragraph, procedure code 99305 under supplemental risk benefit analysis. Check common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statement. Based on findings of my assessment, benefits of current medication seems to outweigh risks. Next paragraph, end of dictation.